Wow, you're really shredding, Morenci. Let's roll. The DFS hour has begun. Cam's got a he's got a phone book, a lot of notes. Cam's ready to bring it tonight. Full slate on the NHL card. I understand Tony Cincotta put together an NHL lineup as well.
No, I like this lineup a lot.
Question marks. In the coming days, it'll be interesting to see how these lineups come together in the National Basketball Association. But with all the trades that went down today, not a huge impact, even though, I was hoping that Josh Hart would be a little bit cheaper than he is. He's $5,500. Let's bring in a man who's not impressed with 110,000 condoms.
Now, to be honest with you guys, I tell women all the time I'm allergic to rubber and lambskin, and I try to go without.
Bareback Tony.
Yeah. And there are a couple moves that were affected that will affect tonight's DFS if we want to move on from there. One of the trades that, is not a great trade from an NBA perspective, Alfred Payton has created tonight some cheap plays for the Orlando Magic at point guard. DJ Augustine at 3,600 and Shelvin Mack both at 3,600. Both will play tonight a lot, and those guys will be cheap. And also, the Los Angeles Lakers in the front court get a little thin. Kyle Kuzma will play more tonight in that game there. So those are the three players that I think were affected by today's news at the trade deadline.
All right, so let's
good call. I like Kuzma, actually. When he plays, he can put up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start off with Russell Westbrook. What's the deal with Westbrook tonight?
Westbrook, the sprained ankle, took part in a shoot-around this morning, so we expect him to play, but nothing definitive there. We do have definition, though, for Golden State tonight. Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Sean Livingston, David West, all are available to play tonight. That is from the Warriors PR department, so why would they lie to us?
Isn't Carmelo Anthony questionable tonight, too?
Yeah, Carmelo is kind of crazy because he only played 6 minutes in that last game, and he's more of a sure thing tonight than Russell Westbrook. So I think they both play.
All right, so let's talk about this Laker game tonight. So Nance is gone. Clarkson is gone. Lonzo Ball is out this evening. So who are we looking at? Do you like Josh Hart here at $5,500 tonight?
When I look at this Lakers team, no, I don't love him because I'm going to go cheap with the guys in Orlando. And if I'm going to spend some money, I'm going to go Russell Westbrook. And I think Stephen Curry is going to be a nice play, too, in that Dallas game. And then also Dennis Smith Jr., his rotation in Dallas, they're not deep. At $6,500, he comes in play. So I think the point guard situation tonight, there's a lot of good plays there. So I probably am not going to go anywhere near the L.A. Lakers, a point guard, and Josh Hart there. He'll get a little more playing time with Jordan Clarkson out of the mix as well, but I'm going to stay away from there. And the guy, like I said, in L.A. that I'm literally looking at is Kuzma.
Yeah, I like Kuzma, too. Hey, Gabe, our boy, FVF, Fred Van Fleet tonight, $4,600. Think about it. Raptors, Knicks, if this game's a blow, what happens? More court time.
Good call.
And what does he do with his court time? He produces very, very cheap price. I think he's a little bit of a mini dog with rabies tonight at $4,600.
He's been killing it from three-point land.
I'm a Fred Van Fleet. I like that play.
It's a good call, Cam, actually, with the sense that this game with the 14-point point spread,
he can get more playing time.
And it's getting to the point, we talked about it earlier with Pete Annapolis, Tony. When you watch Raptor games, their bench is so good, there's never really a need to, rush the starters back. And, it's going to get them, rested for the playoffs, which is a good thing. But this Raptor second unit is really, really productive. And, great call by Cam with Van Fleet. Cheap price at $4,600 in a game that Lowry might not play a ton in.
Yeah, they scare me all the time because you never know what their rotation is going to be one night to the next. And Freddie Van Fleet's been as hot as any other player. But he put up 28 fantasy points in his last game, right? He played 31 minutes. 37 fantasy points the game before, 28 minutes. The game before that, he was down at 21 again, 23 fantasy points. And then against Minnesota, a weak defensive team, he played 21 minutes, 15. He's only played above 21 minutes the last two games. His salary has risen to $4,600. If I knew he was going to play 28 minutes, I'm in. If it gets down to 21, he's going to have to shoot lights out.
That's a good call, Tony. What about conversely, anybody, the Raptors playing the Knicks tonight?
The Knicks.
What about Kyle O'Quinn?
Yeah, Kyle O'Quinn is going to be the only guy in the middle. And Beasley, without Porzingis, has always put up big numbers. So those two guys are underpriced, and those guys can be in the lineup. $6,300 for Beasley, and I think O'Quinn's $4,400. Those guys absolutely can be in your lineup tonight.
That's a good price, Gabe. Look at old Quinn. He played 26 minutes. He got 50 fantasy points. So that's production at a cheap price.
I just wonder how Tim Hardaway Jr. is going to how he's going to respond after having the Greek Freak's crotch. Yeah. After he got crotch, he got Frederick Wiest the other night. Hardaway's at $6,400. You know, Bradley Beal tonight, and you know, the Washington Wizards taking on the Boston Celtics. Tony, it's going to be an interesting basketball game. Celtics coming off a game in which they got blasted. Generally, their defense is good.
Yeah.
What do you make of this basketball game tonight? Total 204.5. Does the fact that it's against the Celtics scare you off of Beal?
Yeah, $8,600 price tag is a little too high. I think he's going to come right around 40 fantasy points, so that's going to get me five times. I need six times to be in a tournament. The one guy that I like in this matchup is the Celtics haven't been doing a good job defending wing players that can get up and down, and Otto Porter Jr. at $6,700 might be a little underpriced. He's the only guy I'm looking at in Washington tonight.
What do you think, going back to the high-priced guys there, Tony? Lowry versus the Knicks, too. He put up 102 DK points in just 67 minutes against these guys. Lillard's another option. Out of the big boys, who are you going to go with?
Here's the problem with Lowry, and you nailed it when you were talking about Freddie Van Fleet. It's a great matchup. They can't defend the point guard position, but $8,100, they're a 14-point favorite in this game, and that's what concerns me. And they've been conservative because the second team has played so well that we could see him get 28, 32 minutes. If he plays 36 minutes, he's going to get that mark because the Knicks can't defend the point guard position well. And I hate doing this. Even when it's a 14-point spread, I always say, you know what? A lot of times we overestimate that, and we play conservative, and it comes back to bite us because there's one thing here. If they win by 14, someone scored those points to get that blowout. But with this team being so good with their second team, I'm a little concerned.
Anybody, any other sleepers there? You got Tony, you're digging deep with DJ Augustine at the 3,600. I like that.
Yeah. We bring sleepers here, right? Because you know what? You can bring anything to the table here. Kyle Quinn, Augustine, Shelvin Mack. Yes. I love those guys tonight. Salah Mejri is going to start for Dallas tonight. He's $3,100. He's going to go against Zaza Pachulia. And I think he can get 20 fantasy points for $3,100. That's actually not a bad buy in that one. And then if you go a little deeper, Dwight Powell is also going to get a start tonight. He's at $4,500 against the Golden State Warriors in that one. So those are the sleepers there in tonight's action.
I like Shelvin Mack this evening. I think Mack's been producing some good value, seven times return for the buck, only $3,600 as well.
Yeah, and Jonathan Simmons is a guy that's a score-only guy, and he put up a monster game last time, and it's $5,400. He's playable, but I'm not in love with him, and I'm not using him tonight, but he's playable in that Orlando-Atlanta game, and I like Dennis Schroeder, too. I like a lot of guys in that Orlando-Atlanta game. That total's 212, and that wouldn't shock me if that game goes over.
I'm surprised.
I like that Dennis Schroeder play, actually. That's sneaky.
They don't defend the point guards as well.
I'm surprised to see the Atlanta Hawks are two-point road favorites in this basketball game. You know, Orlando's really, really been on a roll recently, Tony, and it's bizarre because they're without their best player in Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've been getting it done as well. Evan Fournier is just one of the more consistent guys. Not a ton of upside, but
you know what you're getting with him.
Yeah, Fournier's been putting up decent numbers. You know, Fournier could be worth a look this evening as well.
I don't have confirmation yet, but there is some thought that Nikolai Vukovic could be back for the Magic tonight. He was 50-50. He's been practicing with the team, so there is a chance that he could be back tonight. Gordon is definitely out, but we're waiting confirmation on Vukovic.
Normally, you know, when you got Golden State, it's like, all right, they're favored by 14 points. Who are they going to, you know, who's going to score? It's going to be a rout, et cetera. But Golden State have been in a funk as of late.
Yep.
So I would expect a more, you know, they were embarrassed last week by Utah. They were really humiliated the other night. They turned the basketball over 25 freaking times the other night against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, it was a train wreck. That was like the worst game I've seen Golden State play in years. They were out of sync. I think they're going to come to play tonight. And Curry has absolutely lit up the Mavs. Over the years, you know, Curry, for one reason or another, he just torches the Mavericks, man. He's put up over 103 points this year alone in the two games that he's played against them. I think Curry goes off this evening tonight.
Yeah, real quick. Vukovic is not going to play tonight. He's got Frank Vogel thinks he needs a couple more days. I like Curry tonight. And if we don't have definitive word on Russell Westbrook and you don't feel like gambling tonight and putting Westbrook and getting a situation like the roof leaking in New Orleans last night and you don't want bad luck two nights in a row.
Yeah, that was the ultimate screw job.
Oh,
at least
my
if
God.
You're a better. At least if you're a better, the game's a push.
Exactly.
You get your money back, right?
Great point.
There's no turning back once your lineup is locked in at that point.
No, you're done. And so Curry tonight, to me, is the guy that's the option that you go from Westbrook. You save $2,000, and you're right. They're going to get playing time. They've been struggling. He absolutely dominates against this team. So I like Russell Westbrook a little better, and I'll pay the $2,000 more. But if you want to be conservative and we don't have definitive Westbrook news by 7 o'clock, don't chance it. Drop down to Stephen Curry and then improve the rest of your roster with the extra $2,000.
Yeah, and how do we not, you know, I can live with Curry, but how do we not take Paul George?
Paul George.
Even if Westbrook plays, I mean, he's got 62 or more in two of the last four games. It'll, you know, there's going to be a real circus atmosphere tonight because the Lakers, you know, with the Isaiah Thomas stuff, and a lot of people think Isaiah is not even going to be there anyways next year. They're clearing space out so they hopefully can get a guy like Paul George. Paul George from Los Angeles. So I think, you know, if you're worried about the uncertainty about Westbrook, I think George is almost just a can't miss in this spot. And he's affordable, Tony, at $8,800.
Yeah, he certainly is. And he has been playing both sides of the ball. I mean, he's been playing great defense. He's been picking up a couple steals. He'll get you some rebounds. And I think he's certainly in play. And you know who's a guy that's underrated in this game? And I don't have him in any of my lineups, but it doesn't mean he's worthy, not worthy of a play tonight, is Steven Adams. You look at the Lakers defensively. They're not good against big men. And Steven Adams never gets the credit by anyone. But this is a guy at $6,700 that'll put up 35 fantasy points tonight and get you right where you need to be in a total. And no one ever talks about Steven Adams.
I do. He looks like a caveman. He's Cro-Magnon, man. I love Steven Adams.
I remember when Steven Adams was a kid at the University of Pittsburgh. And, you know, he was homeless. He was homeless
really?
As a teenager, yeah. You know, he's kind of a rowdy, homeless teenager, and he went to play for Pittsburgh, and his offensive game was like nothing.
Junk.
Like, you know, 2 points. And you're like, wow, this, you know, just no touch. Now you see that offensive touch that he has around the rim, able to score, and, you know, he racks up the rebounds as well. $6,700. I like where you're going with that, Tony.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. It's late at night. You want to come from behind. You want to stay up and watch the big game. Hey, a little Steven Adams. A little Russell Westbrook. A little Paul George. You come from behind. A little Kyle Kuzma.
That's the best.
When I heard you say you want to come from behind late at night, I was like, oh, boy, where's he going with this?
Tony, late at night creeping.
Trust me, Tony, as a late night gambler, I'm a big fan of the old back door.
Yeah, back door's the best.
I hate getting run down. That's why I'm a guy that always bets the unders, though, because I feel like I'm always winning until it goes over.
That's a good point. A lot of people like – that's a funny thing because most people bet overs because they don't want to deal with it. I'm an under man too, Tony. I like to bet unders, but the problem is they can go sour real quick.
Yep. Brandon Ingram, what do you think of this? 35 assists over his last six games.
That's nice.
And one thing about this game too is interesting. The Lakers, of course, beat Oklahoma City.
OKC tonight on the spread?
You know, I think Oklahoma City – that's why I think Westbrook's going to want to play. I don't think they're going to want to lose to the Lakers twice in the same week.
Good point, yep.
And I got to tell you, man, Oklahoma City's defense, even though they gave up, you know, I guess on the scoreboard it seemed like they gave up a lot of points. They did a great job the other night. Oklahoma City are a weird team, Tony. Like when they can beat anybody, but then they'll lose four in a row and they'll lose to Portland or the Lakers. They're a strange team.
They're actually Billy Donovan and that crew since we've been Paul George in this year. They have improved so much defensively. Russell Westbrook used to be one of the worst defenders in the league. I think he forgot sometimes that he used to have to cover somebody. And this year has been a total transformation. They're number one against the teams in point guards, right? So the whole team has gotten better defensively. And that 3-point spread, I'll tell you what, I'm trying to figure out if the bookmakers know something that maybe Russ isn't playing, because it seems like a gift to me. Because if they didn't lose to him a week ago, you would think maybe they'll catch him sleeping, a road game,
exactly.
The Lakers. But no, it's not going to happen tonight. They're going to come out firing all cylinders. And you look at it, the Lakers are 24th in the league at covering point guards. They're 27th in the league at covering small forwards. That's Russell Westbrook. That's Paul George coming into play there. And in the Lakers, you mentioned Brandon Ingram. They're the second best defensively in the league against small forwards. They're the fourth best against big men. They're the fifth best against point guards. The Oklahoma City Thunder can really play defense.
Hey, Tony, an interesting guy tonight, Damian Lillard, $9,000. Ownership, you know, it might be a little bit lower because of the matchup, but,
yep.
I'm thinking he could be very intriguing at that price because I think a lot of people are going to avoid him, and he might be able to light it up.
You know what's interesting? Damian Lillard's one of those players that is a marquee player, but you never see huge ownership unless he's playing on a night with three or four games. And tonight, where he's $900 less than Stephen Curry, people will save the money, will go up in the money, and they'll go out and grab Stephen Curry. So if you go Lillard tonight and it's not a bad matchup, you definitely get a play that's going to be around 5 or 6%. So if you wanted to go contrarian and you wanted to wave off Westbrook, you want to wave off Curry, you can get yourself in on Damian Lillard against a very poor Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker was nearly dealt to the Cleveland Cavaliers, but the Cavaliers couldn't pull that.
They pulled off every other damn deal.
And they couldn't pull that one off. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll talk more NBA DFS. We got some NHL DFS. We're going to give you our best bets for the night as well. You are listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Well, Tony Cicada, he's always looking for a late night action. Tony likes the back door. The back door. Damn, damn, bam, bam. Woo! Hey, Tony, I like your. You even sent me a hockey lineup today. I like it too. Very strong.
Yeah, decisions.
Tony's the best.
Locking it in. What's your lineup? Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll get to some DFS hockey as well. Full slate, Cam. I see you got a lot of notes there. You got a lot of players to share.
After Tony put a whole lineup together. No, yeah, I'm going to tell you there's a couple teams definitely we're stacking tonight. Either the Islanders or Sabres, and teams that a lot of the time don't play defense, especially Islanders.
The Islanders gave up 35 shots a goal on game.
Oh, they're right
there. You know there's going to be speaking of rubber, it's going to be a lot of rubber flying around. More rubber flying around at Islander goalies than there is in South Korea.
Also, the Minnesota Wild have a great matchup tonight. Hot team against Arizona too, and at home, and their road home splits are absolutely fantastic. So we'll get to that a couple stacks there, Gabe, that I'm looking at.
So who do you have?
I like Devin. I'm going to start things off with Tony. Devin Dubnyk, the goaltender for the Minnesota Wild. Take a look at this. Great situation. He's won 6 of his last 8 starts, holding opponents 2-2 goals or fewer in those wins. We talk about the Wild on the road, 30th-ranked defense at home. These guys are top 10, a totally different situation. Also, one of the biggest favorites on the board at minus 220 tonight against the Coyotes and their 29th-ranked road offense. So I'll tell you something, man. Minnesota, if you're looking to stack a team, and we're going to start with Devin Dubnyk, a hot goalie on a team that should get the win, and not even 8,500. I could buy into that.
You know, we were talking about the Buffalo Sabres and the Islanders game. Sam Reinhart's
a great pick tonight.
Yeah, he's a player that's exceeded his value in 6 of the past 9 hockey games. That he's played in, playing on the same line with Jack Keuchel now, Cam. And as you mentioned, this game, it's going to be goals put up, you know, on the board in this game.
That's the thing. So if you're liking...
And shots on goal.
If you like Sam Reinhart, you can also do the old Buffalo Sabres stack with Kyle Okpozo, Ryan O'Reilly, and Jack Eichel. Skewers. Let's do it, Buffalo.
What else do you have?
I got lots of stuff. Gabe, I'm with you on two other goaltenders to look at tonight. If Devan Dubnyk's not your man, we're going to actually go to a goaltender that's cold, but in a very good matchup tonight. Vezilevsky from Tampa Bay. Gabe, your Tampa Bay Lightning. He hasn't been great lately, but playing Vancouver, Tampa Bay is going to get off the schneid tonight. A better price for a guy that's struggling. So I think Tampa Bay should be able to take care of Vancouver. You get points for the win, and I think he's going to have some saves tonight. And another good goalie who's actually playing well right now, Brian Elliott of Philadelphia should be on your list. These are the three guys that I like taking on the Montreal Canadiens. I don't have a lot of faith in Montreal. I think Elliott in Philadelphia, you talked about it, the parade, the price, everything says to me the Philly two-step with the parade and a Flyers win tonight. So give me Brian Elliott. Those are my three goaltender choices.
What do you think, Tony? You think the you think it's contagious? Like the, you know, the Super Bowl parade is today. Now the Philadelphia Flyers playing tonight. You know, it's got to give them that little extra shot in the arm, or is it a distraction for them?
Yeah, I'm hoping for a distraction. I'm hoping for a crowd that's a little unruly and the ushers aren't paying attention. I'm actually going Carey Price tonight. In his last three games, he's let up two goals or less. And I'm going to the Flyers will get shots on net, get 33 shots on net expecting this game. And Carey Price, hopefully we can get a win, but I think he'll pay off enough even without the win in this contest tonight because he's on fire. He's looking like the Carey Price of old.
That's the one thing about Montreal. You can always count on Carey Price to stand on his head. That's actually a good call, Tony. I'm thinking from a DFS perspective with the forwards in this game. I could see a 2-1, 3-1 style hockey game, so I won't be loading up with Flyers and Canadians, but maybe in the gold between the pipes, that's where to go for this game.
You know, Cam, a guy who's been racking up big numbers, got an 11-game point win point streak going right now. Taylor Hall.
Oh, Taylor Hall's playing great puck for the Devils.
$7,400. It is pricey, but he's producing. He's putting numbers up.
No, Taylor Hall's awesome. I love that pick, Gabe. Love it. I also have another guy
52 points in 47 games.
You want to talk about a value play tonight at the center position. We're going back to the Buffalo Sabres game. I watched the game versus Anaheim. Ryan O'Reilly had a bad break, and he scored on his own net, and then he scored the goal to tie it up. They ended up losing in overtime. He was pissed. And he has a different form right now. Right now, 9 points in his last 10 games. He's very cheap. He's playing good. He's on the top power play unit with Eichel. So, people, Ryan O'Reilly under the radar on DraftKings, $5,300 for a hot player, right? And we talked about it, Buffalo and the Islanders, so lots of power play time there. I think, Gabe, that's an absolute steal, $5,300 O'Reilly.
What are you looking at tonight on the ice, Tony?
I'm going with John Tavares, and I'm going to go Josh Bailey. I'm going with the Islanders that, you know, anything that Cam's going against. These two guys putting up numbers against the Buffalo Sabres here. And then I'm going with Tarasenko against Colorado, $7,100. Those are the guys. I'm going to spend money on defense tonight with go with Josie in Nashville and Carlson in the same game at $6,400-$5,900 and try to get some power play points there with those two guys on defense.
I thought you had a value defenseman there, Tony. Didn't you have Edmondson from Colorado? That guy is dirt cheap.
I have Gudmundsson on Vancouver at $2,700 tonight.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Got the wrong
Dallas,
Swede.
Dallas and Chicago tonight, guys. Oh. Tyler Seguin scored in three straight games.
Hey, you got him, Gabe. $7,400 on DraftKings, three straight, yeah. 5 points. This guy's on fire. That's a good price for Tyler Seguin. It's $7,400. Plug him in. Love that pick.
And there could be some goals in this game.
Oh, Chicago
Blackhawks. Yeah.
Not a lot of good goaltending between both of those teams. Glass is kind of, meh, he's okay for Chicago. They have he's like the third string goaltender there. And then in Dallas, you never know what you're going to get with Ben Bishop. So, yeah, no, I like that, Marantz. Yeah, you're onto something there with the over in that hockey game.
Shea Weber returns to the lineup for the Montreal Canadiens tonight as well.
What's his price? He's going to be...
He's been out. You know, he's been out since what? Since December the 16th.
Yep. Yeah, he's $6,000 tonight.
That's a little pricey. That's a little too rich for my blood, I'm thinking. I will say this, though. I'm going to take a... I got a winger that's going to make your head spin there, Tony. I'm talking value personified of the night. Michael Granlund of the Minnesota Wild at $6,200. As I mentioned before, the Coyotes with that 28th ranked defense there. This guy, points in 8 of his last 10 games. And if you're looking to stack Minnesota Wild players, they could score a lot versus Arizona. You can get the old Zucker and Koivu stack with Michael Granlund. I think those Tony, you like the Islanders stack, also the Sabres. I'm thinking that Minnesota is a team that you might want to load up on some Wild players tonight.
Yeah, I got one cheap guy tonight that's on a little bit of a roll that, you know, obviously I don't know that much about, but I just went by the statistics and how much ice time he's getting lately. That's Brandon Saad of the Chicago Blackhawks. He has a fantasy point in his last game, 1.5-3 in the last three games, and he's dropped down in salary. He's gone from a $5,000 player to a $3,800 player.
Yeah, no, Saad's one of those guys. He's very streaky. When he gets hot, he gets real hot. And when he's cold, he can go like 17 games without. So, no, I like that, Tony. He's on the good side of the streak right now. Good pick. I don't know where else we're going to go. Jared Spurgeon is my defenseman, guys. I love this guy for Minnesota. I'm actually going to load up with Minnesota Wild coming out my yin-yang tonight. This guy is cheap, and he is an awesome defenseman.
What about Granlund?
That's what I said. Michael Granlund, that was my last guy.
Granlund,
he's awesome.
16 points, Cam, last 13 games.
No, he's fantastic. Go, Granlund's.
I'm looking at, like, which game is...
Which game do you see the most goals in? Buffalo, Islanders, Chicago, Dallas.
Minnesota probably scored 4 or 5.
I think Minnesota beats Arizona like 5-2, 5-3.
Arizona defensively... they give up a ton. They're giving up 3.5 goals a game.
See, their goaltending, too, like Ranta and Wedgwood, like it's pretty bad. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. I think that's where I'd be going.
I think you can have more success in hockey playing DraftKings. It's not as analytical as it's not really an algorithm sport, Tony, hockey. It's such a reactionary sport, right? So that's the thing. It's... You have to be following the games and following the teams, because a guy could be playing well and it's not going to be, you know, if you look at his fantasy numbers, a guy could still play good hockey and not put good fantasy numbers up for a game or two.
Great point, Morenci. Last night, we were doing our picks. I told you about Dermott, the Leafs defenseman. I think he was $3,200 on DraftKings bottom. He had shots and a point in that game. How do we know? He got called up versus the Islanders, scored his first goal. So if you're watching the games and paying attention to these guys are absolute steals at bottom barrel prices.
And right now, and you guys mentioned it, you got Carey Price, you're playing against the Montreal Canadiens, but Nolan Patrick is a case in point.
Nolan Patrick is hot. He's going to be awesome, that kid from Philadelphia. Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And he's starting to heat up a little bit, man. He's got 4 more fantasy points in 3 of his last 4 games. He's putting points up. And for $4,200, it's a nice deal.
It's an absolute steal. Tony, continue.
Yeah, when you look at it, what I like to do is I like to take the Las Vegas line, look at the goal totals in it. Then I like to look at the huge favorites, and then I track the power play times for the last 5 games. And then those are the guys that I try to attack and stop my lineups with by going and look at the line shifts and who's on the power play in the last 5 games. And look at the minutes. And then if you get a game with a high total and you get a heavy favorite, that is where I attack it. So I basically look at the goals and the goals expected from the game and then put the players in my lineups.
No, that's a good strategy. Tony, I know you have the Islanders stack, and I'll give the guy who did the sleeper picks on DraftKings a lot of credit because he knows what he's talking about. Ryan Pulock of the Islanders, a really, really solid defenseman, $4,500 on DraftKings tonight. And now one thing about the Islanders, what they do with their defensemen, like their forwards, they score a lot of points. He's on the number 2 power play unit, and he blocks shots. He does everything. That is an amazing price for a guy in a great matchup against the Buffalo Sabres as well.
We're fired up. I'm ready to go. Start the games. Drop the puck.
I'm sure you were fired up after last night when South Florida covered that number against UConn.
Great call by Mark Lawrence in the database. I got to give that guy a lot of credit. What was he, plus 13?
Yeah, the Mark Lawrence ugly dog of the night last night.
Yeah, then I came back with like you game and bet the over in the game that lost by a half a point.
What, the UNLV Nevada game?
Yes.
That was fun.
That was the second kick in the ball. And you know what about the Cleveland Minnesota game?
I had that too. I was like,
yeah. You know the crazy thing is Nevada didn't foul for like 30. There was 42 seconds left, and they were down by 6. You figured they were going to foul. They kind of stood around and only fouled with like 9 seconds left. It was the strangest thing ever. You'd almost think that somebody had money on the under.
Yes. You know what? And whenever you have the Nevada schools, right, those kids grew up all around and they know what's going on. And I'm like, exactly, that's what was going on in my mind. These damn kids got the under.
You know what, Tony? Tonight, we're taking – what do you think of the Boston Celtics? Coming off an embarrassing loss against the Toronto Raptors the other night. Not to mention, they've got revenge against the Washington Wizards. Here's an impressive number, courtesy of the database. The Boston Celtics, 35-13-1 against the spread with same-season revenge under Brad Stevens. And the Washington Wizards, just 3-8 against the spread, last 11 against Boston. I think Boston bounces back tonight. Listen, the Beal and the Wizards have been playing good ball since Wall's been out, but
yeah.
It doesn't mean they're going to win every game. I think it's a good situational spot for the Celtics tonight.
Yeah, I think they're 6-1 since Wall's been out, and they are talking like, you know, shooting down Wall on Twitter and everything you can imagine. And this team is in love with themselves. The one thing is the Boston Celtics don't defend big men well. Well, you look at the Washington Wizards, they don't really have a big one. They have Masai Ujiri, who's an admirable guy, but he's not any bigger than Al Horford. Mahini will come in and play about 20 minutes, and maybe he's got a little size advantage there. But the recipe to beat the Boston Celtics with big guys up front, and this team, Washington, doesn't suit that. And that's why I think the spread's only 1 point.
My favorite is when Gortat did the old, oh, it's great to get this great team win. And then John Wall goes on TV. He's like, team win? He goes, I'm the one that passes you the ball under the basket for all those easy dunks. He's like, you know. Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic they have going on in Washington right now. So, Tony, I just can't wait. Me and Cam talked about this earlier. I can't wait till Isaiah Thomas and Lonzo Ball are on the court at the same time together.
Train wreck.
From a DFS perspective.
You want to talk about stacks. I can't believe LeVar Ball hasn't responded yet to Isaiah Thomas's comment how he's the starter, and he's not coming unless he's a starter. I thought LeVar Ball would be all over that.
Yeah, exactly. Isaiah Thomas's agent reportedly said, just buy me out if I'm not the starter.
He's not going to show up.
Right? Yeah, but he's obviously the starter.
Yeah, he is the starter. Ball's not the starter.
It's just a strange starting lineup that they're going to happen to have. I mean,
this team's bad defensively already.
It's the thing, though. The Lakers are playing good basketball right now, guys. They're 11-4 now and over their last 15 games. And Lonzo Ball's been out for the most part of this. Like, they're actually a better team without Lonzo Ball. It's an interesting, you know, interesting situation. They're just trying to clear space for next year and hope that Paul George and they think LeBron's going there. I don't think so.
That's a lot of hope.
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. People just assume. You said
that is a lot of hope.
No, they're like, oh, people are just going to automatically come to the Lakers because of Magic Johnson. No, there's a lot of other places that you could play too, man. I think they're playing with fire, Lakers.
They've had money for a couple of years, and people haven't bitten on this. I know it's a new regime right now, and I know it's a little bit different. Oklahoma City now 3.5 point favorites in this game. 3.5 point favorites over the Lakers. The total is 216.5, and the Lakers busted up all those Super Bowl parlays. People took the old money line parlay. Oh, let me get that Oklahoma City Super Bowl Sunday. Lakers knocked them off. Raptors and Knicks tonight, Tony, up to 14 points right now. The Raptors have been smoking teams, but it's a lot of points to lay.
It is absolutely a lot of points to lay. And I'll tell you what, in this game, I would probably go and look at the under with that the Knicks offensive side of things, right? They're very bad defensively, but the Knicks offensive side of things, they got a whole bunch of new components. The guard position's got five guys that could possibly play there. At the forward position, we got O'Quinn starting. We got Beasley coming off the bench. There's no depth behind him. I would absolutely play the under in that game.
Great point, Tony. There was an article, actually, that they were talking about with the Porzingis gone there, the Knicks with their new dynamic that they have, how they're going to try to slow it down and whatever. Yeah, it's a whole different situation from scoring points, and now they're going to try to milk clock or whatever. 213 seems, even though the Raptors can score, I don't know, the Knicks, I love that play by you. That's a great, sharp play, buddy.
Six straight New York Knicks games have gone under
the
number.
I like that. Let's make it seven, baby.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I can't disagree. I like Tony's style. He feels like a winner until, you know.
Until 10:30?
Tony bets on unders not to win money, but to build his self-esteem. Hey, for 2.5 hours, I felt like a winner.
I'm a winner.
until that last three ball went in. All right, we'll have more picks, and we'll lock in a couple of lineups for you. And some.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone, we promise. No weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Don't you forget about Tony. Yeah. He's over there. Tony. Is Tony there?
It's a good song, man. It's a very good song.
Tony's going down memory lane.
Yeah, he's like, Tony's thinking about, in the convertible with his girlfriend, just, getting it on.
Yeah, I remember being at a Bad Company David Lee Roth concert right about now, and I was a little messed up. And I just peed right in the third row.
I tried Nobody that at a Buffalo Bill game.
That's
right. Really?
At least you had TV where you were.
It wasn't actually the third row, but so you mentioned Vucevic is out, right? So it's official. Vucevic not playing. All right.
Correct.
So what about John Collins at $4,800?
John Collins tonight, $4,800. I think he comes right around that. I think he's going to need 24, 25 fantasy points. I think he comes into play right around that. I'll tell you the one guy that everybody's going to be on tonight with the situation is in Orlando. And he's risky because some guys' names he gets to play is Ken Burch. People will take a shot on a $3,500 without Vucevic in there. And he's gotten playing time, but he doesn't get every game. So I can't risk it. But I bet people will take a shot on him tonight.
How do you feel? Do you like playing on Draymond Green? Or is the fact that he's such a flake and he gets kicked out of games and all the fouls and he does stupid stuff, does that scare you away from him?
Yeah, it does scare me away from it. Funny statistical situation on Draymond Green. Draymond Green actually leads the Golden State Warriors in scoring in the fourth quarter. I would have never thought that.
Really? Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that either. That's interesting there, Tony. I got a guy for you, Gabe. What about you? We haven't talked about Terry Rozier at $5,900. What do you think about that play?
That he's gotten too pricey. Like, he's a great play if Kyrie's Irving out, but because he comes off the bench and he doesn't get enough minutes, I think it's a little too expensive at $5,900. Now Kyrie Irving could come back tonight and play 22 minutes and then he'd be all right, but it's too risky with Kyrie in there.
It's a tough night tonight in the NBA for DFS purposes.
What do you guys suggest? Because I'm going to say, like, usually you want to go, are you going to go heavy price on a couple guys and fill in or try to get a couple more mediums in there? Like, what's the strategy tonight?
There's not a lot of heavy guys tonight because the heavy guys are sort of questionable.
Exactly.
Here's my lineup for tonight. I'm going to use Dennis Schroeder at point guard, $7,300 against Orlando. They don't defend the point guard well. DJ Augustine at the shooting guard, $3,600. Michael Beasley, $6,300. Kylo Quinn, $4,400. So I'm using both the Knicks. It's funny. Hardaway's playing a forward. They have no size tonight. Dwight Howard, $8,300. Russell Westbrook, $11,900. Kyle Kuzma, $5,100. And Salah Mejri, who will start for Dallas tonight at center, $3,100.
Wow, Tony, you got a couple nice cheap additions there. I like that. That's a good team.
Stars and scrubs. It's better be.
What do you got, Morenci? What do you got?
I'm putting it together, but I don't like it yet. I'm sort of, you know.
You're looking at it going, that's the thing about this stuff. Sometimes you really like it, and other times you look at it and go, oh, God, what the hell am I doing here?
Yeah, I'm not in love with Steph Curry. I like Curry. He could go off, but I'm not fully in love with him. Even though Beal has taken on Boston, you know, he's going to put points up. You know, he's going to put points up in this game. You know, that's the thing. It's just one of these nights where oftentimes I have a hard time. Oh, I want to take this guy. I want to take that guy. Tonight's not one of those nights, Tony.
No. It's very interesting to me. And it's a little bit of a gamble, but I think it could pay off if you use both guards in Orlando, if you wanted to save money somewhere, and used Augustine and Mac. And I think that they're both going to get playing time in that game. It could go up and down there. And in the Knicks, you know, I'm looking at this Toronto game, right? The Knicks are so small. It's amazing. Their front court tonight is O'Quinn, Beasley, and then Hardaway has to move to a forward as they're playing Courtney Lee at the two guard and Jarrett Jack.
JV could put some nice numbers up tonight.
Yes, that's a great
Jonas Valanciunas.
Yes, absolutely.
Flies under the radar, but a nice end. He's going to feel good he didn't get traded, too. He's always
exactly.
the one. But, yeah, Valanciunas often frustrates Raptor fans.
But he's a pretty good
because
fantasy
of his
guy.
Defensive lapses at times. But when it, you know, when it comes to fantasy, you know, he's pretty consistent in putting up 30 points, Tony.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at it tonight in this matchup, I think that he is the best play on the Toronto team because of that Knicks front court. At $5,700, if you get the 30 fantasy points, and he's in the 30s a lot, we're going to bang away six times the value, and that's all we need from Jonas Valanciunas. Now, he's coming off a game where he underachieved in the last one in a good matchup, so I think people will stay away. He put up 15 fantasy points in his last game, but prior to that, 29.75, 33, 29, 36, 29, 60, 45. So the only game in the last seven that he was under 30 points was the last game, 15. So people will remember that, and you can get him a little under own tonight.
You know, a player, and I've been watching, you know, I watch the Raptors closely, DeMar DeRozan.
Yep.
A little bit tired right now. You know, he doesn't have that jump. He doesn't have that extra step. And the Raptors bench playing so well. I have no interest in DeRozan. In this spot tonight, you know, for the $8,500, Tony, he'll probably give you 40 fantasy points, but you know he's not exploding anymore. You know, he seems a little bit tired to me.
The problem with DeRozan, too, is what we mentioned earlier in the game with the whole situation with a 14-point spread, right? You're there. In the last two games, he had 22 fantasy points, 30 fantasy points, and then he was on a three-game run of 40 or more, and then 29. There's a lot of teams talking about, man, we can't wait to get to the All-Star break because a lot of these guys are tired, and you certainly look at DeMar DeRozan in the last two games. In decent matchups, he has not put up the fantasy points, and they've used that second team.
And the Raptors aren't afraid. They got wicked guys coming off the bench, so they can...
He played 29 minutes and 27 minutes the last two games.
Yeah.
For a superstar player, that's not enough at that kind of salary. And then going three games back, he played 30 minutes. He put up 46 fantasy points, so you don't notice it. But the last three games, he's played 30 minutes or less.
You bring up good points, guys.
It's all about the team, though. Yep. The team's winning and they're happy.
Exactly.
Until it goes on too long, and then they start to get pissed off because their numbers aren't what they want them to be. So, Tony, what are you going to be laying it down on tonight as far as your bets are concerned? Have you placed them yet?
Yeah, I actually went with the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, and then I went with the Knicks under. Those are the two games in the National Basketball Association, and then I even threw a wager in the hockey, and I went with the New York Islanders over the Buffalo Sabres.
That's hilarious, Tony. I'm on the other side. Controversy. I'm taking the Sabres at plus 105 against your New York Islanders, but should be an interesting game. Actually, you know what? I'd look at this game, the over. I know it creeped up to six, but with the way the Islanders' defense plays, and Buffalo should be able to score some goals again, especially if we can get some special teams power play time, I could see a 5-4 type of hockey game. I could see a shootout here. Do you like that, Gabe, the total in that game? Because Islanders don't play defense.
I don't see why it doesn't go over the number. But I'm gonna be focusing more on the college and NBA hardwood this evening. UCLA Bruins, actually. UCLA Bruins 5-0 against the spread last five times they've played in Arizona. I think it's one of these conference games. It'll be a little bit closer, and I think the number is a little bit high. But, guys, you know, I think crazy to say, but one of my top bets of the night, I'm pulling the trigger, Tony, and you jumped on board last night with all of us. Cam did it as well with South Florida. Tonight we're taking the Vermont Catamounts, boys.
The Vermont Catamounts.
I'm not kidding. They've won 28 straight conference games. They're 9-0 in conference play. They haven't lost a basketball game, Tony, since December the 16th when they lost by 2 points to St. Bonaventure. They're in Albany tonight to take on the Great Danes. Yeah, I know it's a tough place to play.
Not that tough.
But
It's not. There's tougher.
You know, there's tougher places to play. And you know, Vermont have shown an ability to win on the road in this conference. I like the Vermont Catamounts tonight, Tony. I know this game's really flying under the radar. I miss, man, the college basketball DFS on DraftKings.
So do I.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was wicked.
And I actually did pretty well with it.
Yeah, no, college was good because it seemed to me, compared to the NBA, there was less sharks in the infested waters in college.
There definitely was. There were so many options,
that's
too, right? So, like, the common guy, Tony, really only knew, okay, he would sort of stack Duke and North Carolina. He wouldn't know much about some of the smaller school players, right?
Yeah, whatever you get involved in a college sport or preseason NFL, that's the only time you get an advantage because there's not a lot of information out there for the masses, for people to go out there and digest, you know, just by picking up a show or reading an article. You really got to dig deep and you got to do your research. And when people are educated and going that route and they're going to put the work in, it could pay off back in the day of DFS, college football and basketball.
Yeah, we miss it. I love the college football and basketball. Bring it back.
The Duke-North Carolina game, guys, starts at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Total's up to 168.
If you want to pull the trigger, you better start clicking quick because it might go up to $170.
I'm going under.
Bunk climbing. Yeah, I like it. I like your style. Tony likes unders.
North Carolina's now -1 in this basketball game.
A little action on Duke.
Tony, can you believe like how close and evenly matched this rivalry is between the two teams?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you watch it every year, and it seems like it goes down in the end. But you would think that a two-point difference over the lifetime of this rivalry is crazy. But when I think about it, my whole life I've been watching this game twice a year, and then they play in the ACC championship, and you're saying, oh, every game goes down to the end.
You know what, Gabe? You got the Vermont Catamounts tonight. I got my crazy school. I'm going, wow. +13 with the Pacific Tigers.
I like where you're going.
I'm gonna lock in Pacific.
That's a real bold pick.
It's not going to be a huge unit play, but Gonzaga and Big Man on Campus brought it up. They don't cover big numbers. You talked about it. Great point you brought up, Gabe. They almost beat St. Mary's. It went right down to the wire.
And don't forget, Gonzaga lost to St. Mary's, and Gonzaga are playing St. Mary's in their next game.
And a look-ahead spot. Many, many good angles for the Pacific Tigers tonight, Tony. +13. Tony the Tiger. Go get him, Frosted Flakes.
What about +705 on the money line? No money line action there?
Tony, that's a little bold. That's big kahunas and condoms with that. +705. I'm just going to take the points.
Here's something that not a lot of people expected people to be talking about, the Vegas Golden Knights tonight.
Oh, no.
If the Vegas Golden Knights win tonight and Tampa loses in regulation, Las Vegas would have the most points in the NHL.
That's crazy.
This would be the latest into a season that an expansion team has ever been in first place in any professional sport.
Remember we talked about they're 2-1 in the casinos now. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, they really are starting to become, it's amazing. Like, they're already the best expansion team ever.
Oh, of all time.
In any
sport.
Like, they could lose to every game for the rest. And here's another one from the stats vault here. So 100 games, Duke and North Carolina, 50 wins apiece. Duke have 7,767 points. North Carolina have 7,765 points.
One basket. That's so good. I can't believe it.
Man, it's like Chris Everett and Martina Navratilova.
Yeah, they used to great call. They used to battle tight.
Yeah. It's like it never. It's like the never ending rivalry. So what are you pulling the trigger on here, Ken?
Okay, I'm going to give you guys my picks because last night, remember Tony, you said I'm on fire. I had a lot of picks, and I have the same tonight. And the hockey bar, a couple. Actually, hockey was good to me. I got let down in the NBA with that damn Cavalier game. I'm still pissed. Buffalo Sabres as a small pooch, +105. The Philadelphia Flyers to get it done, $160. Nashville, $160. I'm also going to have a small sprinkle on the New Jersey Devils, El Diablo, +105, even though Calgary is a better road team than home team. Gabe, I'm riding your wave with Big Man on Campus with Lafayette, the South Dakota State over in William & Mary. I also have a play on the Pacific Tigers, +13. And my NBA game's a little bit different, a game that you said you were going to shy away from. I'm not going to shy away from it. I think it's a weird line. I don't like Portland at home. I'm going to take the Charlotte Hornets +3 against Portland tonight. I got a good feeling about that game.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Golden State Warriors just massacred Dallas.
Think they're going to win by like 35 tonight? It's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, I think I generally don't like laying points, but coming off that humiliating game the other night, I think Golden State is the play in this spot. I'm with Tony. I'm on the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm playing the Boston Celtics as well. College basketball, we're going to take UCLA plus 9.5 late-night hours at Arizona. I always find Arizona to be slightly just overpriced.
You know what? Remember they were playing the last week when they were playing Utah Utes, and they were lucky to escape that game. 1 point. Like Arizona as a home favorite? Not too many points.
Too many points. We're starting to arrive in that time of the year right now in these conference games that we're seeing them come down to the wire. I talk about the Vermont Catamounts as well. I pulled the trigger on the Catamounts, and I'm going to take North Carolina and the over.
Nice. The best DFS plays from you guys?
I think it's going to get there. I think that the best – I think Paul George goes off tonight.
You like Paul George at the price? Put him in your lineup. Put him in.
Yeah.
I got Van Fleet. I got Ingram, Brandon Ingram. I got Paul George. I got Michael Beasley. I got Steven Adams. I got Shelvin Mack. I got Jonas Valanciunas. I'm going to squeeze one more player in here, and I got 2 minutes to do it, Tony.
How much money
you got?
$7,800.
Oh, let's find somebody for you.
$7,800. Jermaine Green's exactly $7,800, but the guy that I like best, if you wanted to drop down to that range, is Dennis Schroeder at $7,300.
That's a good.
And he'd leave
like
$500. So it comes down to Schroeder or Jermaine Green to you.
Yeah, I can't. I don't have a problem.
If Pete Rose is listening to the show, the more and more I look at this Toronto game, they're going to cover the 14. I would never bet on a spread 14 there, but Pete likes to get action on every game. I think Toronto's second team is better than the Knicks' starter tonight, so I think they cover the 14.
Well, the thing is, they're probably going to be up like 22, 24. Yeah, you're right. That they bring in the second teamers in to maintain it. And I still like we were going with the under, Tony. I don't know how many points the Knicks are going to score. They're not going to score a lot against the Raptors.
You
no
believe
way.
This? After all that, I just hit submit, and Tony, it pops up. Contest is full.
Really?
Oh. Didn't they give you another one? An option? Something's close. So.
Yeah, let's
That's
see.
Tough. That's tough.
Yeah, enter this in the more
You can always find another contest.
Yeah, I'll find another contest.
Life
Tony, good
tough.
Start for a couple of our golfers, buddy. Let's hope we can bring it home on Sunday.
Great stuff, Tony. Let's nail this stuff tonight. Bill, let's nail it. We'll see you tomorrow. Tony Cicada will join us at 6 o'clock. Me and Cam will be back at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Thanks to Mike Florio. Black Hole Sun.